Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody, so everybody tune in. Everybody can fall for the cause. Everyone, you're listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You. 7:30 here on the dot tonight. I am co-host Talk Dude. This right across on the other line of this phone is Organic OK. Doesn't seem to be with us. Anybody there? It's 7:30 on the dot, and this show is brought to you by Organic OK. Please get involved with the cause. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Okay. All right. Now, let's begin, shall we?
This could mean Organic OK. And the show is called Satisfy the Greatness Within You.
All right, okay, let's get started. Let's see, where do I begin? Okay, now, do you ask yourself every single day, am I doing what I should be doing? So many of us ask ourselves instead, what must I do? What am I required to do? I'm required to breathe. I'm required to try to pay bills, including taxes. I'm required to... Stuff breaks down. I got to pay to fix it. Got to fix it myself. Sometimes I don't have the money. Sometimes I'm trying to prove that I can be relying on myself. One of those guys who basically can do everything for themselves. That's a point I'm not able. Anywho, ask yourself what I want to do. What should you be doing? You're stuck in a position where you don't have time. I don't have the ability. Maybe I'm just giving up on all my hopes and dreams. Maybe I don't believe in myself. I don't know. What is the answer? What is it? The truth is, really, honestly, a lot of us aren't doing what we want to be doing. We're not living up to all our fullest potential. We're not trying hard enough. We're not being enough. We're not. One of the things this show is about, Satisfying the Greatness Within You, is the complete desire to take over and take control. Do what you want to do. Make the kind of money you should be making. And not worried about it all coming down on you. Saddest thing about being an adult, is that basically it means that so many of us have to give up on our hopes and dreams. Not doing what we should be doing. What to do? Take a moment to listen to yourself, that inner voice each day. That voice that is telling you to do more. Be more. Accomplish. Overcome. And don't compromise yourself too much to appease others. The funny thing is, in a relationship, a guy's got to really step up to be his A game, trying to be more the kind of person that he knows that women are looking for. When a woman starts getting into a relationship, she looks for the guy to be a constant sort of source of everything for her to rely on. He does everything for her. You're compromising for it. That's just to be expected. What does this have to do with satisfying the greatness within you? Before any of us bother trying to compromise who we are to basically get into a relationship, first ask yourself, are you doing what you need what you should be doing. Whatever. Anywho, I don't know. I'm sorry, I'm not talking very much. I've got to get into it. It's just that I thought me and Organic were going to be bouncing off each other, but instead he's chosen to stay mute again while we're on the air. Which kind of says a lot about him. More than honestly I'd be willing to accept, I should be expecting. I don't know. Anywho, there's a little voice inside you that can get you to basically attack every single area and aspect of your life. They can get you to personally be the person you want to be. Many of us aren't. There is an inner self that we withhold, that we withdraw, because we're afraid if people saw the total us, they won't like us. Or basically, we do this to compromise, you know, so we can get it, have more relationships, get the job we want, whatever. But there's also a voice that tells us that we can be doing what we need to do. And it knows how. It can listen if we just listen to it. Make a point of listening to it, and you can be more who you want to be. Anywho, the truth is, there is hope for all of us. It can be done. Whatever it is. The funny thing is, in a way, if you become the kind of guy you want to be, you actually accomplish a lot more. I know I complain a little bit about now in the 21st century women expecting men to do too much of everything for them, which is still a real problem. But the thing is, women often want you to be the guy you should be. The guy you dream of. You want to be that guy. What guy do you want to be? Listen to yourself. Who do you want to be? Who do you know you should be? Who is that inner guy inside that you want to follow? There is always a choice. There's a choice that we can be what we need. Many of us often, when somebody asks us what we do and what we want, we often try to give the answer of what we know we should say instead of what is. We're afraid to admit what we want, what we're dying for. There is a real thing. There is a real sort of sense of being that can be. We can get what we want. We can get what we need. We can get what we deserve. It's easier than you think. Now, if you want to basically turn your life around, okay, you want to basically make yourself free. First of all, you got to feel good about yourself. How do you feel good? You got to love what you see in the mirror. How do you do that? You ever look in the mirror and just see nothing but flaws, things that need to be changed? I wish I didn't look this old. I wish I didn't have those eye bags. I wish I didn't have this gray hair. These jaw lines. My face is saying, I wish I didn't look like this. Thank you. what to do. What to do, what to need, what to want. Want yourself. Fight back. Here's the truth. The real truth. You can be a better version of yourself. You can accomplish what you need to accomplish. You can basically start, I mean, there's the superficial stuff, you know, getting in shape, dressing nicer, and having a little bit more of an attitude, being more like trying to make more money. There is that. That is a real thing. But at the same time, what I can promise you is that it requires an effort. Take action. Make a list. Ask yourself of things what you want with your life. Let your desire take over. Write about everything. I mean, for your goals, start with the small goals. Looking a little bit better, being a little better, having a better attitude. I'm sorry, I was muted for a while, wasn't I? Okay, let me start again. Your true self. Absolute greatness. But the truth is, you can really make something happen. All you got to do is know how and do it. Your first step. Let's say you just want to look a little bit better. You can do that, can't you? You can shave a little. You can try to feel better dressed. You can try to lose a little weight. You can do all these things. Let's say you want to make some more money. That's what stocks and investments are for. Look, don't rely on a job to basically take care of the person. Whatever. A lot of people basically rely on their career. They'll just keep working hard, getting a raise. There are people who are getting raises. They're making more and more money. They're just getting deeper and deeper into debt. Their whole plan is to live slightly above their means. And by the time they drop dead, it will be too late to be, and their stuff will be sold off, the taxes will be paid and whatever. Everybody's trying to do that at some point. I mean, in a way, they always have, but now it's worse. Let's say you want to make more money. You know, bank CDs, stocks, whatever. There's a way to get better at everything.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, it's 45 minutes after the hour, 7:45 here on the program, Satisfying the Greatness Within You. I'm here alone because Organic is once again checked out. The show is brought to you by Organic, wherever he may be. Check it out. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Let's say you want to be a better parent. Now, one of the mistakes parents make a lot of them is they think the two people who help to feed the child, they sort of kind of try to make, they try to do everything themselves, and this is usually the weak element. They're overwhelmed. It does take a village to raise a child. This isn't a new idea. The family stays together, and the whole clan raises a child. You know,
That's the thing. Anywho, one thing I've decided, one thing that's most important is that this is get the whole family involved in raising your child. The child can become, really can. It's true. Get your whole child involved. Get your whole clan involved in the raising of your child. Be amazed how easier it is. Another thing. You can find yourself in complete desperation, overwhelmed. You want to accomplish more with your life. The little actions you can take each day before you know it. Most people say, I guess it's okay. I mean, I want more from I'm afraid to turn it around. I'm afraid of what might happen. I don't know if my partner will agree. You can do better. You can. Listen to that voice inside you that is telling you the truth, what you need to hear. Listen to that voice. That voice is going to get you where you need to go. There is a real thing. There is a real thing inside all of us. We can be relieved. We can be cured. We can be acknowledged. This isn't just me talking. Listen to that voice. It'll tell you the same thing. It'll tell you what you need to do. Make a point to listen to it. I don't know. Me, look, one of the reasons that Organic has me on the show isn't just because I work for him. No, here's the truth. I was one of those guys. I was one of the guys who basically hooked forward looking older because I thought things would just be fixed. I wouldn't have these same problems. I was always waiting for this to be over. I couldn't stick with something, and I didn't know that I could achieve. A lot of ways, I'm afraid to have children myself because I'm afraid if I do, the child will be born with the defects I've got. I have such curses and afflictions. I don't want to pass this on. The truth is, there is a sort of hope for all of us. As long as we're alive, as long as there's still blood flowing through our veins, the heart beats, the pulse is rising, and there's still breath coming in and out of our lungs, there is hope. There is a chance. I don't know. Once in a while, you wish that as a human being, you could just go nuts. You could just let it all out. Go ballistic. You wish you could. You wish you could just release the beast. But the question is how? We've got 10 minutes left to go, so I'm going to try to make this possible. I want to give everyone a little bit of homework tonight. Listen to that voice of yours. Listen to yourself. Listen to the inner voice that is trying to tell you what you need to hear. There is a voice, there is a power, there is something inside. Listen to it. You can be what you want to. There is hope. There is something out there for you. You can find it. Break out of this habit that you hate, this routine that you've grown tired of, but you're scared to leave.
break out of it just a little bit. Start to chisel away out of the prison that you have made for yourself. And break on through. Before you know it, you can be relieved. You can find what you're looking for. Don't you agree, Organic?
Hey, yeah. What do you truly think when the inventory of your desires really get to connect? What do you feel about that?
Yeah. All right. The truth is, there is hope. It is there. It's not just faith. It's self-faith, self-belief. Try to find some knowledge also. You can do what you want by basically being willing, desperate enough to break out of the horrible place you've made for, the horrible thing you feel like you've made for yourself, that you feel life has submitted you into. It is there. What do? I basically try to what can be done? What is the answer?
The answer, depending on how you've been conditioned to feel and see, the truth is going to be always some kind of conflict, undermining within you truly embracing that.
I don't know. What to do?
Don't use that platform. Come on, man. You're not using your platform of knowledge. You're using your platform to work against you.
Back to what I was saying. Can you hear the inner voice? Can you hear that inner self that's telling you what you need to hear? Oftentimes we don't listen to it. We don't even hear it when it whispers. But you know something? It can be there for you. It can. All you need to do is figure out how. There is a solution. There's a solution to almost every problem. While you are alive, you can make yourself work. Listen carefully. Listen hard. Really listen.
Come on now, Sarah. We need to listen to you. Come on now. Let's go. Talk to the people. We're listening.
I'm going to basically take the point of that inner voice inside all of you, because this is what my inner voice says to me. You're better than you give yourself credit for. You are capable. There is hope. The only problem is you stop listening to the voice. Start listening to everything else around you. There are many who don't want you to succeed because they're afraid there'll be less opportunities for them. And they also feel like there's no hope for them either. They've resigned to the belief that success only favors those that were lucky or those who basically were born into it. Inheriting the silver spoon. Or that only basically the most fewly blessed. Once again, I think they just got lucky. My inner voice tells me you need to basically have more respect for yourself. You can accomplish more if you like yourself just a little bit more. Some women actually kind of believe that guys are full of all this self-arrogance, this self-whatever have you, you know, in actuality, this self-whatever.
whatever, that they have more confidence and arrogance than they ever know what to do with. Some guys do. The alpha males. Not every guy has that sense of, you know, true belief. What it takes to get by. Not every guy has that belief. Not every guy has that good nature.
Yeah. Remember that movie? He did. Was Moulin Rouge or something like that? Oh, yeah, I was messing around. This is Comedian Organic OK. And you're listening to
Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Do that. Everyone, check out our shows. We're all on the web. We're coming to the end of our show. But once again, even though we basically end the show for it's once a week, I tell you one thing. Self-improvement is something that literally we should all share. We can all do. Life can be better. Keep that in mind. It can always be better. Listen, take every single step, every single day to that personal greatness that you desire.
Yeah, come on, you're going somewhere. Come on.
Make a point to listen to that voice very often, that inner voice. And not to keep basically trying to play the gender card, but here's the thing. I know a lot of women are full of all these nagging self-doubts. But they need to stop listening to those and start listening to, once again, that inner voice that will lead them on the right path. It will. You just have to listen to it. Listen to that voice, the inner voice, the voice that will tell us where we need to go, what we need to be, and how to prosper. Check out our shows. They're all on the web. This is DJ. This is Dude Talk. Or is it Talk Dude? Damn, that's what we agreed on. Well, either way, yeah, it's Talk Dude, and this is Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Thanks for listening in. Please, don't just listen to the show. Do right by, listen to yourself. Do right by yourself. All right. I want to thank you all for calling in. Thank you, and good night.